नमः नमः भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 20 रावण सीक्स टू विन ओवर सुग्रीव। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। देन शार्दूल द राक्षसा केम टू द सीशोर एंड बिहेल्ड द फोर्सेस ऑफ सुग्रीव। ही वाज अ सीक्रेट एमिसरी ऑफ द विकेड रावण। Shardula observed the army carefully from all sides and, going quickly to Ravana, cried, Your Majesty, a huge army of monkeys is marching towards our Lanka. Encamped on the seashore, it covers a space of 10 yojanas and looks like another ocean. Rama and Lakshmana, the sons of Dasharatha, armed with noble weapons, have come in quest of Sita. I had only a general view. It is for your majesty to find out the whole truth. Send out messengers to bring you news as soon as possible. Force cannot avail against Rama. Let us try in suitable ways the other means of alliance, gifts and dissension. Ravana listened, considered all that he had heard, decided what he should do, and sending for Shuka, the master of clever speech, said, Shuka, go at once to Sugriva and deliver him this message of mine correctly, sweetly, and courageously. Your Majesty, you are the son of the Lord of Day, mighty beyond compare. You were begotten on earth by the Vanara hero Rikshrajas, the grandson of Brahma. Thus, you are my kinsman. You have nothing to gain by depending on Rama. You have nothing to lose by giving him up. Nor again do you gain anything by making me your enemy. Moreover, Vali is one of my dear friends, and so you stand to me as a younger brother, and it is just and proper that you should join me. If I carry away the wife of Rama, how does it concern you? What do you lose thereby? You are no fool. Think deeply over what I have said and take your way back to Kishkindha. You may not like giving up action once begun, but remember, neither gods nor demons can raise their eyes and look at Lanka. Do you think mere men and monkeys can set foot in it? Forthwith, Shuka took the form of a bird, crossed the ocean, and standing in the sky above the monkey army, delivered to Sugriva the message of Ravana without missing a word. Meanwhile, the monkey sprang up into the sky, caught Shuka, hit him hard, and began tearing his flesh and breaking his bones. Unable to bear this assault, Shuka fell down from the sky. Even then, the monkeys tortured him and cried, Alas, Rama, call these back! Is a messenger to be slain? He who speaks his own mind, not the message of his master, is no true messenger, and he alone deserves some punishment. Hearing these piteous words, Rama said to the monkeys, Slay him not. At once the Rakshasa rose into the sky, and disregarding the torments he had suffered at the hands of the monkeys who broke his wings, he cried, Sugriva, mightier than the mightiest, what is there for me to tell you? Consider deeply your own strength and the prowess of Ravana, the terror of the worlds. If I take no answer back from you, Ravana will surely slay me. Hearing this, Sugriva of matchless might and courage sent this reply to Ravana. Oh, Rakshasa, you are no friend of mine. How dare you call yourself my brother? There is no reason why I should pity you. I have received no benefit at your hands, nor do I love you. Being the foe of Rama, my friend, you are my enemy as well. Further, as the friend of Vali, my enemy, you are my enemy as well. Hence, even though you have not offended me directly, this is reason enough for slaying you as Vali was slain. I shall slay you and your sons, your cousins and kinsfolk, and have your capital reduced to ashes with my myriads of monkeys. Fool, for your offenses, your followers too will be destroyed. The gods and the heavenly rulers may guard with utmost care. Yet, Rama will not let you escape. You may think that Rama can do nothing to you if you flee from Lanka. But whether you hide yourself in the orbit of the sun or seek shelter in the worlds beneath, wherever you may go, you cannot escape Rama. You, being the foe of Rama, None in all the worlds, nor Rakshasa, Pisacha, Gandharva, Asura, or Deva, none will offer you protection. Am I to be frightened by the threat that they will kill me as he killed Jatayu for taking the side of Rama? Are you proud of dealing a death blow to the vulture, old in ears and infirm in every limb? All this won't pass current with me. You may say, Rama could do nothing when I carried away his wife. What can he do now? Well, if you had attempted the deed when he was there to protect her, then you would have known what he's capable of. Why so much? It would have been enough if Lakshmana was there. You are yet to realize the offense you have done to Rama by stealing his beloved wife. You are yet to know the might of his wrath. What a world of harm have you brought upon yourself by taking Sita away from her home and keeping her your prisoner? Immensely mighty, highly intelligent, immovable even as the gods, the finest flower of the Ikshvaku race, such is Rama. But you are unaware of his real nature. His arrows will soon drink up your life. Then Angada, the son of Vali, cried fiercely, Your Majesty, this is no messenger but a spy sent by the enemy to discover our secrets. There is no sin in killing him. Staying here, he must have noted everything worth knowing about us. He should not be allowed to go back to Lanka. Seize him quick. Sugriva agreed, and the monkey sprang up into the sky, caught hold of Shuka, heedless of his cries of agony, bound him tight and tortured him cruelly. Unable to bear this, he cried to Rama, O son of Dasharatha, the monkeys have broken my wings and pierced my eyes. If I die at their hands, the burden of all my sins from the time of my birth to this moment will have to be borne by you. At these piteous words of Shuka, Rama said to the monkeys, Let him go in peace. They drove him to the southern shore of the ocean and left him there. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.